Hi, everybody. It's time for the Sfardic Tshuva of the week. And this week I wanted to be speaking about how we should really make every effort to avoid taking a Shavua, taking an oath. Even if we have to be in court, you're allowed to affirm rather than take an oath. That is already embedded in the U.S. Constitution. You have every right to do so. If you're asked to swear, you say to affirm rather than to swear. And unfortunately, dealing with teenagers, all day long, I'm always reminding them not to swear. They're always saying, "I swear, I swear." Sometimes even they say they swear to Hashem. I just say, "Don't. Whatever you do, do not swear." With adults, it's less of a problem, but it's important for all of us as parents and community members to gently tell the teenage youngsters really have to avoid. Saying this, that we don't swear, and in Nishba, I imagine he in Israel is also no swearing. I just wanted to share with you a few stories from the Gemara that make this absolutely clear. The Gemara Masechet Ta'anit tells the following story about there was a girl who was going to her father's home, and there she fell into a pit, and then she couldn't get out, and then a young man passed by and he said, "Well, if I get you out of the pit, will you marry me?" And she said, "Yes." And they swore. And he won't marry somebody else. She won't marry somebody else. And they asked, "Well, who's their witness?" Well, there was a cat or a weasel, and that was walking in front of this boar. And they say, "Well, here is the weasel, and the boar, and the pit will be the witnesses." And they swore, and they had the two witnesses, and they left. Now she stood by her oath, and she didn't get married, but he married somebody else. He didn't respect the oath. What happened? He had a child with the other woman. And what, guess what? A chuldah, a weasel came and ate him, and he died, and bit him, and he died. And then another child, and the child fell into a pit and died. So we see this is what happens. He swore to the weasel and the pit. And his wife said to him, "What is this? This is bizarre." So he remembered, "Oh yeah, long forgot about that Shavua." He told his wife all the story. He said, "Look, if that's the case, write me a get. Go marry that woman. That's what you swore. You have to keep your oath, your Shavua." And he married that woman. So that's, we have to take oaths very, very seriously and should avoid them, because it's such serious consequences. And there's a different Gemara. It's even more scary. The Gemara in Gittin tells us about a story. It was a famine year, and it was a person who gave a golden dinar to one almana, and she baked it by mistake into her bread, and she gave that bread to a poor person. And the person who gave her the dinar came and said, "Well, I would like my dinar back." And she know what happened to it. She swore, and she said that one of my children should die if I had any benefit from your dinar. And what happened? The child died because she did have benefit, the most minuscule benefit, of course, when she gave that bread. Since there was a little bit of the bread was take a little bit of the area that bread was taken up by that coin, so the coin saved her a little bit of space, saved her a little bit of flour. So we see that she lied a tiny bit, and one of her children died. So we see here the Gemara says, "Oh my goodness, she swore, she meant it so truthfully. And even so, such a terrible thing happened to her." Shows us you still avoid swearing no matter what. The Gemara already tells us in Masechet Shavuot that the whole world shook when Hashem said, "Lo tisa Hashem Hashem lekach al hashav." All Avirot says, "V'nakeh," that can be cleansed. This one's "Lo yinakeh," for Shavuot Sheker. All Avirot, the only person himself is punished. Here it says, "In his family is punished." And all other Avirot in the Torah, the only the person is punished. And here it's "He and the whole world is punished." all other avirot in Torah, if he has schuyot, then he will not, the punishment can be delayed for 2-3 generations. And here it says immediate. So the bottom line is, you see how serious we have to take Shavuot. We have to avoid almost at any cost taking a Shavuot. There's some limited special circumstances where it wouldn't be required. Interesting, you know, at a Sephardic wedding, there's Shavuot Chamorah, an old tradition. But generally speaking, no Shavuot. We see from these stories in the Gemara, no Shavuot pretty much under any circumstance. I wish everybody a great week.